U.S. President Obama has issued an order allowing selected members of the military reserves to be called up to support the relief effort in Haiti. Military officials say U.S. forces are working with UN peacekeepers and local police to provide security on the ground. But as Sebastian Walker reports, survivors are seeing heavily armed troops on the streets, but not enough aid.
The most visible face of the international aid effort here in Port-au-Prince. Most Haitians here have seen little humanitarian aid so far. What they have seen is guns, and lots of them. Armoured personnel carriers cruise the streets. The UN soldiers aren't here to help pull people out of the rubble. They're here, they say, to enforce the law.
This is what much of the UN presence actually looks like on the streets of Port-au-Prince. Men in uniform, racing around in vehicles, carrying guns.
At the entrance to the city's airport, where most of the aid's coming in, there's anger and frustration. Much needed supplies of water and food are inside. Haitians are locked out.
These weapons they bring, they are instruments of death. We don't want them. We don't need them. We are a traumatized people. What we want from the international community is technical help, action, not words.
And beyond the well-guarded perimeter, there's something else going on. Here, the United States has taken control. It looks more like the Green Zone in Baghdad than a center for aid distribution. Heavily armed US forces patrol the entrances. Even within the airport, these soldiers are never without weapons. There are several thousand on the ground already, and that number's expected to grow. America now decides who lands in Haiti, and there's a constant stream of US aircraft arriving with US boots on the ground. Meanwhile, aid flights from other nations are being turned back. Two Mexican aircraft with vital life-saving equipment were told they couldn't land on Saturday.
We don't need soldiers as such. You know, there's no war here.
Patrice Elly is the former Haitian defense minister. He's concerned with the way the Americans have taken over the relief effort.
The choice of what lands and what doesn't land should, you know, the priorities of the flight should be determined by the Haitians. So otherwise, it's a takeover, and what might happen is that the need of Haitians are not taken into account, but only either the way a foreign country defines the need of Haiti or try to push its own agenda.
While the aid operation arriving at the airport grows by the hour, bodies still rot in the streets. And Haitians continue to dig through rubble by themselves, wondering when the help they actually need will arrive. Sebastian Walker, Al Jazeera, in Port-au-Prince, Haiti.